Welcome back to Building Community with Busey Bank. I'm Tom Ackerman. This KMOX radio show and podcast, we've been going for a couple of years now with Jeff Burgess, the Executive Vice President and President of Busey Wealth Management. Great to have you in studio.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be down here as always. Really excited to have my good friend Michael Woods from Dream Builders from Equity with us as well.
It's great to see you, Michael. And how is everything going with you these days?
Everything is great. It's a lot better to be here today. Excited to be able to really talk about our story and our mission.
I know that as the co-founder and executive director of Dream Builders for Equity, you have some stories to tell. Jeff, I do want to start with you, though, in that Busey's been around a long time, 155 years since 1868. But one thing that has never changed is promise to the communities you serve. Tell us about the community involvement with Busey Bank.
Absolutely, Tom. Happy to touch a little bit on Busey's overall focus with community involvement. You know, it truly is one of the most fulfilling parts of my job as a Busey associate here in St. Louis. We really seek to go out of our way to get involved in our communities, to give back to our communities, to partner with amazing organizations in our communities. And that's what's been so fun about this podcast we get to do together, is the ability to feature and spotlight some of the true gems, some of the true, these amazing organizations here in town that are finding very unique and beneficial ways to build a community, to give back to community. One of the neat things about St. Louis in my mind is that we have so many phenomenal not-for-profit organizations. And as we continue to work to build together, to grow together, it's just an honor to be able to bring some of these great organizations onto our podcast here, Tom, to let them share their stories, spread the word, and continue to build together.
Let's talk about one. This is a unique service to the St. Louis region, Michael. Tell us about Dream Builders for Equity.
Yeah, for sure. So Dream Builders, our true mission is to tackle the vacant home epidemic that is plaguing North St. Louis City. We have a unique model in actually addressing those issues. We work with young people and then also minority contractors to complete rehabs throughout Hyde Park. The youth are making between $15 and $20 an hour, but they are also receiving an equity stake in each of these houses. So that means that every time we sell a house, portions of those sales go directly to our students. Not only that, we also believe in the power of storytelling and owning your story and your narrative. So we have our young people journaling every single day. We combine those journals and then make it into a book that they have 100% ownership of. So Dream Builders is doing some important work. Extremely excited for what is happening in Hyde Park and the hope and potential that we, along with other nonprofits and organizations, are bringing to this community. A lot of what we're doing is not just the rehabs, but also thinking about what would make this neighborhood whole. So we recently opened up a retail store. We're in the works of opening up a 24-hour daycare facility. And then we're just excited to be collaborating and partnering with a lot of dope, amazing organizations in the city.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more specifically about Hyde Park. So it's just north of Old North St. Louis, yep, and near the North Riverfront, right?
Yeah, so Hyde Park is super important to me because I am a resident of Hyde Park. So again, it's a beautiful community with a lot of amazing residents. Like you said, it's Salisbury and 70 is the best way to explain it. Salisbury turns into Jefferson, so there's a lot of development that's going on in Jefferson, and so we're excited about bringing some of those residential homes alive while these larger developments are going on as well.
Dream Builders for Equity. So let me get right to it. How do people volunteer? How do people make donations? How do people get involved?
Yeah, so volunteering is pretty easy. You can reach out to us on our website. Our website is dreambuilders, the number 4equity.org. That's dreambuildersforequity.org. You can reach out to us there. We also love and appreciate donations of any kind. I like to advocate for people to become a monthly donor. So that is also available on the website. And then my favorite thing to do of all is to actually have people tour our project. So I would love for them to see the 8 rehabs that we have actively going right now. We also do free home repairs for seniors. So each time that we rehab a house, we're also thinking about those current residents, the people that have been living in the neighborhood. We want to build up equity in their houses as well. So I invite folks out to come hang out with me and our team and to actually just take a tour, see it all, feel it all, get to know our young people, and really see the impact that we're creating.
You are addressing the vacant home epidemic plaguing the St. Louis region. There are four pillars that you talk about: youth, residents, businesses, and real estate. That's how you build a healthy community.
Yeah, those are the four things that we think really transforms a neighborhood. You have to have youth at the center. You have to make sure that they have a voice and they understand like what has exactly happened. We want them to take some ownership of this transformation as well. So that's why we give them the equity from the houses. That's why they receive 100% of the proceeds of the book. It's so that they don't just feel like an employee or a part of a program. We want them to actually feel like bosses. We want them to have some autonomy and some say in this work. But then when we're talking about the residents, we're talking about the folks that have been there forever, who have been that true impact and staple of the community already. We want them to be seen, heard, and appreciated. So we do the free home repairs for seniors. We also do free landscaping for those folks as well. But then we also try to uplift their voice to make sure that they're getting exactly what they need. And when we talk about equity for businesses, we're talking about those minority contractors. So our goal is to invest $10 million into this neighborhood, but we want all $10 million of those dollars to go through the hands of minority contractors. We want them to be able to scale up their business. We want them to know that they have work for the next 5 or 6 years while collaborating and partnering with us. All of those things are extremely important to us. And then lastly, equity for real estate. We could easily do new builds, and new builds are extremely important too, but our community members are really wanting to see those vacant houses turn back into the gorgeous brick buildings that St. Louis is known for. So we're spending way more money and way more time trying to bring those back, but we're doing that because that is what the community is asking for.
St. Louis is the chess capital of America and maybe the world. I mean, a lot of people have focused on St. Louis for years. You are getting involved as well. Dream Builders for Equity's chess program. What is that?
Yeah, so chess is my favorite sport. I know you guys talk about sports sometimes on this radio station. And chess has become my new favorite sport. I love it. I'm not in shape to be able to dunk a basketball or run fast anymore, but I can continue to like build my skill and my focus on chess. While we were going through our program, we ended up getting a young superstar. This guy is an international master in chess. Brilliant kid from the Bronx. His name is Justice Williams. And we wanted to like highlight him and uplift him. And we started to notice that all of our students were gravitating to chess as well. So we said, what if we created a program where we can then have our young people, high school age, college age, go out and then support elementary school age youth and mentor them while teaching them chess? So now we have a great partnership with Soul Fisher Ministries. If you guys haven't talked to them, definitely talk to them because they're amazing. And they do after-school programming in the Riverview Garden School District, which is the school that I actually went to, attended all of my life. So now it's so rewarding to see our high school youth, college youth in those elementary schools, teaching them how to play chess. It's a way for them to connect and mentor, but it's also a way for them to gain focus and strategy and things of that nature.
That's outstanding. Jeff, this is another example of St. Louis coming together. And no question about it that we, the three of us, grew up in this town, and it took us about 2 minutes to connect in this room and understand that we had a common thread. Understanding the community is a big part of what Busey does. I know that you're wrapped up in this.
Absolutely, Tom. The passion that Busey has for the community is real, and we spend a lot of time and resources finding excellent opportunities to partner, excellent opportunities to give back, all towards the goal of building community. And what a great example of building community here today with Dream Builders for Equity, truly rebuilding one of our most troubled communities at times, right, Michael? And
sure.
Bringing together the network of people, bringing together other not-for-profits as well. I love hearing stories when these great not-for-profits partner together on their mission to truly build out community. And that was another example here today. So Busey is continually looking for outstanding organizations to support, continually looking for ways for our excellent employees, our associates, to give back, get out and volunteer, obviously provide donation and resource in that form as well. But what a really neat story here today, Tom.
Michael, I'm going to come back to you in just a moment for a little bit more on Dream Builders for Equity. But Jeff, this is the month of September, and Busey drives generosity. That's an opportunity for community members to make a difference. All this month, after Labor Day, September 5th through the 29th, you're holding a bandage drive in support of National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Tell us about that.
That's right, Tom. Here in the month of September, Busey will be holding a bandage drive in support of National Child Cancer Awareness Month. We're asking our associates, our customers, our community members to drop by, take care of your banking needs, and drop off colorful bandage donations at our local Busey service centers. Everything that we organize, everything we pull together here for National Child Cancer Awareness Month will then be of direct benefit given to local children's hospitals, as well as NOAA's Bandage Project. This is a really amazing project, Tom. NOAA's Bandage Project's mission is to end childhood cancer through awareness, support, and the gift of hope. And the organization does this through the collection of these colorful bandages for kids, and also by raising money for pediatric cancer research. So NOAA's Bandage Project receives a portion of these bandages, as well as other local children's hospitals. So very happy to continue to provide these different collection services in our Busey Drives generosity campaign.
You can read about the programs, the Summer Youth Academy, the book publishing program, the Black Squares Chess program. You can donate. You can do it all, including exploring all of their projects, on the Dream Builders for Equity website, which is dreambuilders4equity.org. What a great site, Michael, and a lot of people involved. How else can you get involved?
I think those are the main touching points. I will also advocate, which isn't updated on our website, which will be updated on our website like literally in an hour or so. It's our retail store. We're right on 14th Street. If you guys know Crown Candy, we have a store very near Crown Candy called House of Vision, HOV. And this is like one of our newest initiatives. Again, finding a way to give ownership to young people and community members. So we sell art, apparel, and books in this space. The cool part is that the art, books, and apparel are all coming from our young people and then also community members. And then the other kicker is that we have a embroidery machine, a screen printing machine. So we allow people to be able to create, make their own clothing, and then be able to sell. We take all the hard parts away and allow them to jump into entrepreneurship with somewhat of a safety net. So definitely go out and visit that. It's 2707 14th Street, House of Vision. You guys can get all your screen printing needs, embroidery needs, all done there. Another way to sustain our organization too. We don't want to solely be relying on grants and donations. We want to be able to generate some revenue to be able to keep our program going on its own as well.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, and it's a great area of St. Louis, and you can grab a BLT while you're there.
You got to get the BLT.
Or a chocolate banana shake is what I add with it. Michael Woods, Dream Builders for Equity. Again, Dream Builders for Equity is an organization that works to develop economically sustainable and socially engaged communities by growing equity for youth, businesses, residents, and real estate in the St. Louis region. Their website is dreambuilders4equity.org. And as always, you can go to Busey Bank's website and check out everything that they're doing in the community. You can follow along with us at kmox.com/communitybanking. Jeff and Michael, thanks very much for being with us in the KMOX studios.
Thanks for having us down, Tom. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, guys. I really do appreciate this. We need the eyes and the ears, and you guys gave us that platform. I really appreciate you guys.
You have our support for sure, your mission and everything that you're doing for the community. Thank you for that. I'm Tom Ackerman. Our executive producer is Judith Anderson. We are with you every month for Building Community with Busey Bank on KMOX and KMOX.com.